Listen closely. If you're really observant, you might have recognized the sounds of lids being twisted off of bottles of Coke and the familiar blast of fizz that comes when the carbonation is unleashed. It's a sound heard the world over, in this case, recorded in Kenya. And in that makeshift Kenyan classroom, it's also the sound of business as usual evaporating along with the familiar brown bubbles. Those Cokes were part of a sort of growing global business school with its roots in Waco and Honduras.
The summer of 2009, I was invited by a group of engineers to visit Honduras.
That's Baylor University business professor Blaine McCormick.
To help them think about the electrical installations they were doing from a business standpoint. They were electrifying some very rural jungle villages.
Traveling abroad to help out individuals or organizations with business issues was a role he occasionally filled, and it was a role that took him to Danta Una, Honduras, a village that was the living embodiment of the term off the grid. While the work was being done, one member of the village asked him to take on another task, offering guidance to three locals, a grocer, a taxi driver, and a fisherman, who comprised a large portion of the town's commerce.
Rather unexpectedly, one of the leaders asked me if I would teach business classes one afternoon in the village to three local entrepreneurs there. I thought, you know, if they'd have asked me before I left America, I could have put some things together, maybe grabbed some books, got some notes. But given that I've taught business for over 15 years, you know, I can probably pull something together to last for a few hours. And so I worked on it. I had a few days' notice. I worked on it, and I got some things together and really had to think, how would I boil business down to its essence for, you know, this audience of very, what I would say, undereducated entrepreneurs who live in this rural jungle village in Honduras?
That lack of preparation would turn out to be fortunate, although questions abounded for Dr. McCormick. What basic concepts would these people need? How would the language barrier affect communication?
When you're local host tells you that there's no word in Spanish for entrepreneur, it kind of shifts the way you approach the lesson if you've built your lessons around.
But there was a common thread that ended up making the lessons come alive, allowing even entrepreneurs whose language didn't even include the word and whose methods would be considered quite primitive here in the States to connect with the subject matter.
I just happened to look down, and beside my chair was my Coke I was drinking finishing up from lunch, and I picked up my Coke bottle. And I said, well, how do you know where to buy Coke? And it changed the conversation from there on out for the rest of our time together. We went on a tangent that we never got off of. And they started answering questions in a completely different way.
What is it that makes Coke maybe as effective of a concrete tool for you as anything?
upon reflection, I'm grateful that I carried Coke into the jungle with me that day. I could have easily reached for a Sunkist or a 7-Up or something else, and I carried Coke with me that day. And I'm grateful for that because I've since realized, as I started thinking about, gosh, that went really well once we started talking about Coke, I started thinking about the massive availability of Coke. In fact, it stunned me at how many different kinds of Coke were available in that country. I began to realize that that this could be a very powerful teaching tool because Coke is available in any proverbial one-horse town on the planet. It's there before me, teaching the lessons already, and all I have to do is go in and ask the right questions.
One of those one-horse towns was Danta Una, and from the time they started using a bottle of Coke to drive the discussion, Dr. McCormick could see that this simple prop could open up horizons that lessons from a book never could. He returned to Baylor pondering the implications of his discovery and thinking about where to take those ideas next. Tomorrow, we'll continue to visit with Dr. McCormick and his fellow Baylor business professor, Dr. Van Gray, examining how the Coke bottle helped them realize what concepts they needed to be teaching in Honduras, and then Africa, and beyond. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.